Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Presented by Chafe and Luhana, injury law firm doing good by doing right. Steelers roundtable here for a big one. Battle of 5-0 teams. A battle of teams that Dorm Dickerson got paid by. Right, Dorn?
You got it. Got the check still.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Where is it?
Those Titans checks have those stupid flaming thumbtacks all over them.
What's crazy about the Titans checks is they do have the thumbtack flaming thing all over them, but they come from Houston. So the address is Houston because of the Oilers.
Oh, wow, because of Bud Adams back in the day.
So they get sent from Houston from whatever address is on there.
That's like the Chiefs Hunt. The owner Hunt is based in Dallas, and I think it goes the same way. I wonder if the Penguins checks come from where. Where does Burkle live, Chris? Is he in California?
Like Calabasas, California, yeah.
That's a very rich area.
Yes, he lives in the richest part of the richest part of the country.
I know an AM personality who is from that neck of the woods. This game, the game within the game, is all about Robert Spillane and what he can do to fill Devin Bush's shoes. Guys, before we dive into what we think of Spillane, let's hear what some of Steelers Nation has to say about him. Nightly sports call last night with Richie. They have some great people over there. Stacey Smith, David Highfield, Mary Hours, fantastic. Pompiani, fantastic people that work over there and are nice enough to have us on their show. And so we got calls on Spillane. And I just want to run some of these by you guys and tell me, Craig, you too, if the fan excitement or anticipation for Spillane is where you are on things. Okay? Here's the first call.
All right, Ken in Johnstown, how you doing, Ken?
Give Spillane a chance. You know, it's next man up. He looked pretty good. I don't know. I remember when Jack Lambert was next man up. We lost. You guys don't remember that?
That's one. Would you like to hear two?
Here we go.
What's up,
I don't know if I can get.
Hey, I want to set you guys straight about Jack Lambert. He was the number two pick in 74, and Henry Davis was their middle linebacker. His wife got in an auto accident, and he had to leave, and he came back. He never got his job back.
He got Wally pipped. Call three.
Hey.
Hey, question or comment is for Pony, because he compared Spillane to Lambert.
No, Pony did not compare Spillane to Lambert.
No,
the caller did.
Lambert was drafted, Spillane wasn't. There was another guy, the linebacker, that did pretty decent. His name was James Harrison, and I don't believe he was drafted either. The point is, he was cut, Harrison was cut.
Chris, I'm going to let you go here. I'm going to just let...
Every brain cell I had that was active and lighting up before this segment started has gone dormant, so it's going to be tough for me to put some coherent sentences together. You know what I really dislike? I really dislike when fans use the unlikely example of the one guy who was cut and discarded and tossed around from team to team in the NFL and never got drafted in the first place for one reason or another, who went on to become a really his peak, a borderline Hall of Famer is what James Harrison's going to be, when all is said and done, who made one of the most famous plays in Super Bowl history, maybe the best ever in Super Bowl history. I hate it when people use that to make it sound, not to say that it can't happen, Doran, right? But those people who all called in last night made it seem like it was easy. Oh, yeah, he'll just be like James Harrison, one of the greatest undrafted free agent stories in NFL history.
I remember when Lambert was next man up.
You know, his wife was in a car accident, and he never got his job back. You know,
it's hard for me to sit here and, like, it's unbelievable. It really is. I mean, people don't know how hard it is to do a show like that and keep your composure whenever people call in and say things like that. I mean, it takes a real talent to be able to sit there on TV, field questions like we just heard, and not crack a smile or not bust out laughing or spit your drink out. Like, because I almost just spit my drink out. Now we're comparing him to Jack Lambert, and we're comparing Spillane to James Harrison. Give me a break.
This is my biggest issue with the way the Spillane conversation has gone this week. This is just how it strikes me. In order to build up Spillane, you have to tear down Devin Bush. And I am noticing...
He isn't doing that much. What has he done all year? His stats aren't that impressive.
Tight ends destroy him. I'm hearing...
Noah Fant crushed him.
I'm hearing so much of, like, in order to minimize this loss, this injury, let me nitpick the things about Devin Bush that don't make him a great player. And I think that is so disrespectful to a guy who played every defensive snap for the Steelers until he got injured, and the team thought was so valuable and so important that they moved up to pick 10 to take him, Dorn.
Mm-hmm. The middle linebacker position, guys, is so unique to the fact that if you have a smart middle linebacker on your NFL football team, if you have a guy that can line guys up and get guys going right or going left and be in the right position, you will be fine there. That is a plug-and-play position in the NFL, because it just takes instinct. It's see ball, hit ball. You know, it takes instincts. Then you drop back, obviously, in coverage, and maybe sometimes you'll be on a back every once in a while. But it's really see ball, hit ball. It's your instincts. Now, you can do and have a mainstream, you know, borderline middle linebacker that can get guys lined up, and you can win with him. But if you do have a Devin Bush, that just makes your team that much better. So I don't think that we need to sit here and compare Spillane to Devin Bush or Spillane to Lambert. He can go out there and get the job done. It's just the fact that if you have a really good guy there, he will boost your defense to another level. And that's what we're seeing here. We're seeing Spillane just going to be a plug-and-play player. He's going to get the job done. It just might not be a Pro Bowl way of doing it.
Doran, if you were – so I think specifically the position you played as an All-America at Pitt and then in the pros makes me interested to hear your answer to this. The Steelers drafted Devin Bush for a lot of reasons, but, I mean, like, to summarize it in a sentence, to move up for a guy like that is because he's going to come off the field basically never. He's a three-down linebacker. And you think he can run and cover well, and that never means in this day and age shut down the best tight ends in the league, but you think he can run with the best guys. And I got to believe if you, as a move tight end, were looking at this Steelers game, you were playing for the Titans, okay, and you saw Devin Bush, you'd say, that's a good physical matchup for me. You know, that's going to be tough. I got a couple inches on him, but he's a good athlete. Like, I'm going to have to be at my best, right? Mm-hmm. Then you'd find out that Spillane is in. I have to believe an honest answer from you would be you'd be licking your chops because Tannehill would have come to you during the week and said, hey, Doran, we're going to absolutely torture this guy with play action. He didn't even get drafted. All he wants to do is run and see ball, hit ball, and we're going to go right over the top of him. Tell me that is not how you would look at it if you were an active player right now.
It absolutely is how I would look at it. I would go in there and say, all right, this guy's obviously slower than me. He's a downhill linebacker. I'm going to, you know, do my thing and work off of him and make my money, right? But at the back of my mind, I'm going to know that the defensive coordinator and the defensive side of the ball, the guys on that side are a little bit smarter than we kind of give them credit for. So they're going to try their best not to put him in situations where he is going to get exploited. And we've seen the Steelers not do that in the past with the running backs of the Patriots on James Harrison out of the backfield. And we didn't know why they didn't adjust. If you're the Steelers going into this game, you have to do your damnedest job to make sure that Jonnu Smith is not one-on-one with Robert Spillane ever. And I don't know how that's going to go down. I don't know how that's going to get done. But if that is the matchup, like you said, Chris, I am licking my chops. I'm telling everybody to draft me in their fantasy league this week. Trade for me. DraftKings me up. Everything. I'm going to eat this game. I'm going to have 30 fantasy points, if that's a lot.
DraftKings. I think you just turned DraftKings into a verb. I like that. DraftKings me up.
Doran, did you feel like, injuries aside, did you feel like you were at your best your first NFL game, or let's say your 15th NFL game, your 20th NFL game? Were you better at the beginning, or were you better closer to the end?
Oh, it's definitely 100 times better towards the end because the game slowed down for me.
Exactly.
You know, every year it slowed down. Every year I got smarter.
My thing is inexperience with Spillane. You can coach him and tell him, in this situation, do A, in this situation, do B, and you can prepare him all you want for this game. But what is actually going to happen when he goes out there and now his responsibility is different? It's way, way, way different to go off the bench in a game where a guy gets injured and now, like, your complete instincts kick in and the adrenaline kicks in and you're up a lot of points, so there's not pressure. You're blowing the team out. The team's in good shape. You're winning. That audition, that experience versus this are way, way, way different.
Way different. And now teams can scheme him up, like you're saying. And, you know, you have the guys on the offense, and I just said the guys on the defense, who's going to out-scheme who? Who's gonna create that matchup, and who's going to not create the matchup? Really what it comes down to. You're right, though.
I just don't feel like if there are clearly Steelers fans. We don't know if this is the majority. That was just, we were on the air for a half hour last night. We got all the calls were about don't sell Spillane short. I just do not have the sense at all that we're, like, on the verge of watching this great Cinderella story. Like, we're in that calm before the storm before Spillane breaks out and becomes a cult hero here in Pittsburgh.
No, I mean, it's hard to predict listen, first off, to be fair, I think it's incredibly difficult to get that feeling about anybody. Fast Willie Parker was not somebody that was hotly anticipated.
Well, it's happening with Claypool.
I'm talking about an undrafted free agent type of player. The pedigree of the player matters here, is my point.
Like, and it did for Duck for about three games, and then he turned into
Hodges. He was always going to be a pumpkin. He was never going to be Cinderella the whole time. My point is this. When you're looking at Spillane specifically for this game, like this opponent, I think people looked at that Browns game and they said, well, he looked pretty good, like he made tackles. It's just like Mason Rudolph coming in off the bench in that Seattle game or even against the Jets, a guy the other team hadn't prepared for. The Browns in that case weren't even really equipped to do anything against the Steelers because of their quarterback. This team, with what they do and what they do well, is literally perfectly positioned to take advantage of Spillane's existence in the lineup for this game. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.